multidimensional fractal of consciousness currently expressing itself as a human being in the most authentic way that we can imagine. Always remember, take only what resonates and leave the rest. Welcome to Mental Magic. Hey there. So welcome to this final installment. We have finally made it to the turquoise layer of consciousness. This is the last layer of consciousness that researchers have identified and begun studying as it has awoken on the planet. And human beings are starting to expand their consciousness into this way of perceiving the world. I will say that there isn't a whole lot of research and data around how this layer actually functions in reality because it is such a new layer of consciousness, and there isn't a whole lot of evidence that we see of the impact of this layer on our collective right now. As I've mentioned previously, I believe we are currently, especially in Western culture, shifting from the orange layer of consciousness into the green layer of consciousness. But there are people on the planet who are actively and presently making this shift into the turquoise layer of consciousness, where your mind and brain starts to get more credit for creating your reality, creating your perception of your experiences in reality. This layer is where you have a renewed spirituality that is not focused or interested in naming any one force for controlling the universe or for having a role as an active puppet master over what is happening on the planet, how the universe is unfolding. It is more about understanding that the world and our realities and our perceptions and creation of our reality is a co-creation. We as a human collective, as well as we as consciousness, are part of a larger ecosystem that is expressing itself and perceiving itself in the reflection of every single other individual as well as collective life form in existence. So essentially, we start to understand that the world is an interacting field of energy. And the idea of quantum entanglement is no longer just a theory, but it's part of our reality. We can see that if one atom is impacted in one point of the world, we understand that that vibration will have an impact on another atom that's on the other side of the globe. We then get to exist from a position standing in awe of creation, in awe of existence and of consciousness, as we observe the cosmic order, the cosmic dance that is happening all around us and that is happening through us as the cosmic energy that we all are. The idea that we are all stardust becomes our reality. In the turquoise layer of consciousness, this is the awakening of holistic thinking and our desire for harmony, for unity, and for resonance within all of the ways that we are existing within ourselves as well as existing with the other. This layer calls for the renewal of order in a way that is resonant with the individual and the community. This layer is a we, us, our layer. It is collective. We are not so focused on our own individual experience because we know that our individual experience has a direct and immediate impact on the experience of other people. So we start to value learning about what is while knowing that we could never possibly know and understand everything that exists, why everything exists, how everything exists, is understanding that there is some kind of unifying force that is holding us all together and is allowing us to have the experience as a human that we are having, while also knowing that our mind and our brain has a huge impact on how we are perceiving the world that we're living in, as well as how our individual atoms and molecules of energy are vibrating and engaging with the external world that we are a part of. our focus begins to be centered on all of life rather than just on specific groups, specific identities, specific life forms. We have this collaborative, synergistic way of thinking where we finally truly want what is best for existence, what is best for life. Our individual life becomes unimportant to us from the perspective of the importance and the value of the continuation of life itself. So from this vantage point, we start to realize that reality is something that can be experienced, but it's not something that can be known. And things that were once magical and mystical in our former ways of seeing the world now just become part of what it means to exist. Because with a greater understanding of concepts like quantum entanglement, quantum theory, you start to see that there isn't really that much that's mystical about our ability to connect with consciousness that is no longer incarnated on the planet. Because energy, as scientists of old have said, cannot be created or destroyed. And so as Ram Dass told us, there is nowhere for any of us to go. And we have access to all consciousness that has ever existed on the planet through our own individual frequency if we allow ourselves to expand our minds, expand our sensitivity to the energies that are existing around us, and allow consciousness to flow through us that was once expressed in a completely different form or in a completely different structure of reality. In this layer, there is also a deeper urgency than the urgency that you find in the yellow layer of consciousness. And this urgency is centered around bringing more harmony and unity to the planet, as well as bringing more harmony and unity to the way that life is engaging with life. So we begin to blend our intuition, our instincts, our intelligence, as well as our feelings into this collective system that is our human body. And we learn, as the yogis and the monks have shown us, that we in our own minds have more control over our bodily functions than we could ever imagine. If you've heard the stories of monks being able to slow down their heart rates, get rid of disease from their own bodies, it's really big in the shamanic practices that the shamans heal themselves before they heal others. This is when you have opened up your consciousness to understand that we are all energy, and energy is seeking balance, equilibrium, and health is purely about balance in your mind, body, soul, and spirit. So as an individual consciousness or an individual human being, you will constantly be monitoring your own system, your own body, your own mind, in order to ensure that that balance, that harmony, that equilibrium is maintained. And you will also do this in your communities with the other life forms that you are connected to, with the other humans that you are around, in the living environment that you are around, with the living animals and organisms that are impacted by your existence on the planet. So as your frequency stabilizes and you are able to hold your vibration in a state of calm, stillness, peace, resonance within yourself, you will then see how much incredible power you have to impact your external environment just based on your own self being in this state of flow. So the skills that you develop in the turquoise layer of consciousness is the adoption of a guiding set of principles that allow you to see that everyone who is currently existing on the planet and everyone who is going to be born onto the planet belongs here, because we all have the ability, the right, and the responsibility to exist here together. you also develop a heightened sensory awareness and an increased alertness to the multiple dimensions of reality that exist in space and in time, because your view once again expands out further than your yellow layer of consciousness. And so you now truly hold this macro view and see all timelines at once, and you have this implicit trust in intuition and instincts to lead you and others towards a more harmonized, unified, collective existence. You also finally relax enough to allow consciousness and unconsciousness to coexist together, to find that equilibrium, because you no longer have this burning need for separation consciousness. You no longer need to quantify, categorize, or label other people, yourself, events, experiences. You simply are experiencing life as an experience. You are living your life as an observer, an experiencer, as a player in the game of life. However, as I will always mention, there are always limitations to these layers of consciousness. And while the turquoise layer is still pretty much in its infant phase of being awakened on the planet, so far researchers have been able to identify that one of the cognitive limitations of the turquoise layer of consciousness is that you now have this ability to amass and process huge chunks of data in search for trend lines, in search for patterns and subtle energies to help explain and reveal to us how we can exist in a more cohesive and comprehensive way. And because you are seeing the world from this perspective, the way that you engage with others and the way that other people may perceive you is that you are more surrealistic or unrealistically idealistic, as it can be harder for you to be able to communicate with others who are not seeing the world in the way that you see it. And it's hard for other people to understand how and why you are existing the way you are existing, because you are living in a plane of existence that is so removed from tier one thinking. This is where historically we've had the consciousnesses that have incarnated as Christ consciousness, the Jesus consciousness, Gandhi and Buddha and Maharaji and the mystics of old. These human beings have incarnated on the planet, woken up, expanded, and shifted their consciousness to the turquoise layer and beyond, in my opinion, and they have imparted wisdom and knowledge to humanity to help us on our journey of bringing more surrender, more flow, and more unity to our collective experience. But I would be remiss if I did not mention that some researchers say that when more of the human population awakens to this layer of consciousness, it is possible that instead of focusing on essentially world peace, we can focus from an unhealthy state of consciousness on creating super clans that create a particular type of division on the planet that could essentially destroy all life on Earth. And so it is very, very crucial, in my personal opinion, that as we are expanding through these layers of consciousness, that we are very mindful of our own shadow consciousness, the ways that separation consciousness has been infused into our own systems, to do the work to heal that energy from inside of ourselves, so that as we are shifting into the different layers of tier two consciousness, we are not carrying our wounding and our biases and our agendas with us to create unhealthy, unsafe worlds for us all to exist in our future. So as I wrap this up, When and as the turquoise layer becomes activated on the planet, we can see evidence that this is happening as the gap between materiality and metaphysics begins to close. And as we start to see that when we find ourselves in tension or in conflict, sometimes the best solution is to step away for a moment, recalibrate ourselves, return to a state of stillness and equilibrium within our own systems before we re-engage in whatever tense energy that started to manifest outside of us. As soon as we start to see evidence of separation consciousness, it then becomes our responsibility as someone with a zoomed out perspective to take hold of our own expression, our own frequency and vibration, and not allow that separation consciousness to create further wounding and spill into the external world. And now, usually at this point, this is where I would talk about what it looks like when we begin to transition out of this layer of consciousness and what it could possibly look like as we start to transition into the next layer of consciousness, which is the coral layer of consciousness. However, there isn't enough research at this point to fully support the understanding of what it's going to look like when the coral layer of consciousness fully starts to activate and human beings begin to implement that expanded way of perceiving themselves and existing on the planet. All I will say about coral is that it is another individualistic layer. Some researchers have said it is in this layer that we start to develop skills of telepathy and telekinesis and a lot of these different technologies and modalities that honestly we read about a lot in our sci-fi. And if you're asking me personally, I think sci-fi is more aligned with the truth of what is possible for our future reality, simply because it is implanting these ideas of what could happen in our future into our consciousness as seeds that germinate and eventually grow into our shifts in consciousness. But that's a whole other conversation. So I do want to wrap this up here and let you know that I am so grateful for anyone who has made it this far, has listened to all of these episodes, and hopefully you've learned a little bit about yourself, a little bit about the world and environment that you're existing in. And if you're interested in learning more about spiral dynamics, there are some great resources out there. And just to name a few of the books that I read, the first one is called Spiral Dynamics, Mastering Values, Leadership, and Change by Don Edward Beck and Christopher Cohen, written in 1996. The second one is The Theory of Everything, An Integral Vision of Business, Politics, Science, and Spirituality by Ken Wilber. Fantastic book written in 2014, as well as Spiral Dynamics in Action, Humanity's Master Code, written by Beck, Larson, Solonen, Villajon, and Johns, written in 2018. Again, another exceptional book. Actually, all of these resources are exceptional. And Integral Meditation by Ken Wilber, written in 2016, is a really helpful book to help you understand how you can integrate these different layers of consciousness into your own awareness. And some other podcasts that talk about spiral dynamics, and the person that I first heard about spiral dynamics from was Rob Bell. And so he has a podcast called The Robcast, where he did a four-part series with his son Trace Bell called Me, We, and Everybody that was released in 2020. So you can check him out there. And I know Trace Bell is doing a lot of work around spiral dynamics and integrating this knowledge into the collective consciousness. So you can check out his website, as well as the Spiral Dynamics episode of the Liturgist podcast, which was released in 2014. And then there are a plethora of articles and additional resources and references that you can find online about this topic. And I, of course, am always interested in furthering my understanding of spiral dynamics, as well as discussing it with anybody who will listen. So thank you, as always, for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.